A sudden silence fell over the forest, and Hans saw the shadows flee through the undergrowth. There was a golden radiance ahead, shining through fungi and ferns, changing them before his eyes into the neatly ordered trees of a Kurosanti strolling wood.
Leia?
Han rose and started forward.
Leia?
And then he saw her, a golden glowing figure running down the path with outstretched arms, so radiant and bright it hurt his eyes to look upon her. He met her halfway and swept her up into a flying hug. Leia kissed him hard on the lips, and he felt the force flowing into him, filling him with warmth and life and joy. They held the kiss for an instant, or perhaps it was a day. Then Han set her feet on the ground and stepped back to look at her. She was Leia, but not as he had last seen her. She was the Leia of their youth, brown eyes shining with a fervor not yet tempered by the loss of her two sons and the deaths of more close friends than Han could bear to recall. After a moment, the joy in Leia's face changed to concern.
Han, what happened to you?
She asked.
Was it the carbon freezing?
Carbon freezing? What carbon freezing?
You don't remember?
Leia asked.
Vader laid a trap on Cloud City. He froze you in carbonite.
And you told me you loved me, Han finished. How could I forget?
Leia's only reply was a look of confusion.
You remember that, right?
Han was getting worried.
You said it. I love you.
Of course I remember,
Leia said.
But that's the last thing I remember. And now, you look so old. I didn't think carbon freezing did that to people.
Han would have laughed if he hadn't been so frightened.
It's not the carbon freezing, sweetheart.
He didn't understand what had happened to Leia's memory. To her. But there wasn't much about this place that he did understand. He was just going to have to work with it and hope for the best.
For a while,
Han continued,
I was a wall decoration hanging in Jabba's palace. And you rescued me. Do you remember that?
Yes.
A gleam of anger came to Leia's eyes.
Jabba put me in that blasted slave outfit, and I strangled him with my own chain. And you knocked Boba Fett into the Sarlacc pit. Is that right?
Han grinned.
Right.
What happened after that?
Well, the Emperor lured us into an ambush on Endor,
Han said, watching in delight as every word brought a new glimmer of recognition to her eyes.
But we turned that around, remember? In the end, it was Palpatine who died.
And there was a celebration,
Leia recalled.
With Ewoks. Hundreds of them.
Right again,
Han said. He went on to tell her about everything they had done together. Founding the New Republic, and defeating the remnants of the Empire for good. Getting married, and having babies. The decision to raise their children as Jedi. As he spoke, the young Leia of his past began to mature before his eyes, growing ever more beautiful, but also wiser, and even more open and compassionate.